Here we have a group of kangaroos that is lounging about the city, quite comfortable in their environment, and they're taking up space. You can see the main kangaroo line there on the park bench, and it was deliberate intention there that it was a statement about how we should share space with our natives. And this piece was brought about by a number of reasons, and one of them was I lived actually quite close to town, and on the way into town I saw a dead kangaroo on the side of the road, and I thought, I can't believe a kangaroo has got this close into town, and it's a real shame to see something like this die. To the keen observer, the laying down kangaroo is obviously a boy, and the one beside it is called Busking Roo, and you can have a look in his hand there, and he's got a little trumpet valve that he's playing. Just references the street activities that occur around town. Over the years, from time to time, when I've come into Brisbane, it's been very fun just watching people interact with the kangaroos. I've seen the one on the bench, people have put a Coke can in its hand or a cigarette butt in its mouth. They sit and have their photograph taken. That's probably the most popular thing that people do. I actually find my favourite kangaroo would be the one that's grazing. I like the way it just sort of sits there, and as kangaroos do, and he's quite happy just munching on, well, unfortunately it's the pavement, but yeah, I was very happy with the pose of that artwork. Use of recycled materials in my work is a reference to the classic Australian culture of making do. If you go to farms across Australia and out the outback, it's amazing when this stockmen and farmers run out of materials or something is broken, at how they use their ingenuity to get by. And so I've taken discarded objects and I've used them in a new way.